This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As it is here, personal protective equipment and the lack of it is simultaneously a scandal and a critical issue over in the UK. British unions and professional organizations have said their members in the National Health Service over there can refuse to treat patients if they haven't been given the right gear. But a family in North London has been doing its part to make up for some of that shortfall, as Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
Christopher Grilly and his family live in a quiet suburb in North London. In this pleasant, wisteria-clad house.
Hello. Hello, Christopher.
Hi.
Hello there.
Christopher and his wife Emily have turned their home into a mini factory, making PPE for Britain's National Health Service.
If we come through to the what used to be our front room, our living room, you might be able to hear the noise of the printers whirring away.
The TV, sofa and chairs have been removed to make way for 10 3D printers, all churning out a key component of a full-face visor.
So this is the hard plastic headband part of the assembly. They're robust, they're flexible, they work.
Christopher, a technical designer by trade, owns two of the 3D printers. The others, costing around $250 a piece, were donated by friends. Crowdfunding has paid for the materials, and the Grilly family have supplied the labour around the clock.
Yeah, we've been working through the night, so we've been getting up, sharing our shifts.
Yeah.
It's like feeding the baby again. So we've had three
getting
children already.
At least you don't have to change the diapers.
No.
Changing printers instead of diapers.
Changing printers, yeah.
The Grilly mini factory is producing around 1,000 single-use visors a week, which they're handing over for free to local hospitals, and on occasion to individual healthcare workers who turn up, distressed, on their doorstep.
We've had nurses on our driveway crying.
In tears
of fear and then joy when we give them 10 face visors that they need. Mm. It's been awful to watch them, but really gratifying to give them the parts that they need.
Many hundreds of people across the UK have been stirred into action during the coronavirus crisis. A firm called Electro Components, which distributes industrial products, launched a national call to arms urging anyone with a 3D printer to join the new PPE cottage industry. The company's Mike Bray.
We've seen people who are running businesses contact us. We've seen schools take up the call to arms. We've seen individuals from across our local communities across the UK who've all got 3D printers are all supporting this.
Another of the organisers, Mason Rowbottom of the National 3D Printing Society, says at least 1,750 printers have been enlisted, each one capable of making 40 visor headbands a day.
So we have a current capacity output of 70,000 headbands per day, basically, we can produce.
Prompting the question, is Britain now headed for a visor glut? No way, insist Christopher and Emily Grilly here in North London. They say almost limitless supplies of single-use visors may be required, and not just in hospitals and care homes, so long as the virus remains a threat.
So you're going to keep those printers churning out the visors for the foreseeable future?
So long as we can pay our electricity bill, then yeah.
Yes, we're going to keep going. We won't stop.
We won't stop, no.
COVID-19 has fostered this new cottage industry. With the atomization of the workforce under lockdown and the dislocation of supply chains, the 3D printer has come into its own. Another unexpected effect of the pandemic. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.